The Youth's Instructor, August 5, 1897, Christ's Mission to Earth, Part 1. The Youth's Instructor, August 5, 1897, Christ's Mission to Earth, Part 1. The Son of God appeared among men to fulfill His mission, devised before the foundation of the world, the redemption of a fallen race. In the announcement to the shepherds of Bethlehem, He was declared King and Messiah. The angel said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." In the gift of His Son as a substitute and surety for fallen man, is an everlasting testimony to the world, to the heavenly universe, and to worlds unfallen, of the sacred regard which God has for the honor of His law and the eternal stability of His own moral government. It was also an expression of His love and mercy for the fallen human race. In the plan of redemption, this Savior was to bring glory to God by making manifest His love for the world. The joy which this gift brought was not confined to the earth. Among the angels of God existed the deepest interest in this great event, the advent of Christ to our world, and it called forth from them demonstrations of joyful praise to God. All the angelic host united in glorifying God for the gift of His dear Son. The Prince of Peace had come to engage in the most severe conflict that was ever waged upon the earth, in order that He might bring light and truth and peace to the sons of men. He was to overcome the apostate who had usurped authority over this world and its inhabitants, and the heavenly universe was to engage with Christ in this conflict. All who rank themselves under Satan's banner are at enmity with God, His kingdom, and His laws. Envy, hatred, jealousy, cruelty, fraud, theft, robbery, and murder result from the working of satanic agencies. But Christ came to break the power of the enemy, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for man, and to reconcile him to God. He came to induce man to lay down the weapons of his rebellion, to return to his allegiance to God, and to secure that harmony, that oneness with Him, which brings peace and joy passing understanding. The angels were also to engage in this work, which was to carry the message of salvation to the ends of the earth. The death of Christ forever ended all controversy in the unfallen worlds in regard to Satan's policy, his crooked, lying methods. Nevermore could Satan find the slightest sympathy among them. His power and rule that had defied the law of Jehovah would have an end, and peace would reign in heaven eternally. The wisdom of the divine purpose has shrouded in mystery the history of the early period of the life of Christ. Of the humble home at Nazareth, God has withheld all knowledge that would merely gratify a profitless curiosity. During the years of childhood, youth, and manhood, Jesus shared the common lot of humanity in all things except sin. For 30 years before He began His public ministry, He was unknown to the world. All this time, He kept within His own heart the secret of His work and the character of His mission. His life was that of a servant, a toiler at the common duties of life. He was the least among the sons of men. Jesus did not become a student in the schools of the rabbis, for this channel was corrupted with error, with false doctrines, with the maxims and traditions of men. This cost the Son of God much pain and sorrow. But by this very means, he was learning the hard lessons of silence and patient waiting. His life was not one of indolence. These early years were spent in preparation for the life upon which he was to enter. Words cannot express the greatness of the love of God for man, but Christ has revealed it in his life in humanity. Only by himself assuming human nature and reaching down to the very depths of human misery could he lift the race from its darkness and despair. The cross of Calvary, the offering of himself upon the altar of sacrifice, reveals the humiliation to which the Son of God submitted.